I'm a documentary filmmaker of about 30 years. I'm lucky enough to choose various stories which have interested me throughout my career, several of which have very strong Jewish historical themes.
I know you've done a few of them. Can you remind us?
So I made a film called Make Hummus Not War, which was obviously about hummus in the Middle East. Who owns hummus in the copyright technical sense? Is it Palestinian? Is it Israeli? Is it Lebanese? That was one of my films. And a long time ago, I made a film called Painting the Town, which is about the well-known Australian Israeli artist, Yossel Bergner.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. The latest one is, there's some coming to, is Monsieur Mayonnaise, and that's going to be screened at the Jewish International Film Festival. Tell us, who is Monsieur Mayonnaise?
Monsieur Mayonnaise is a well-known Melbourne restaurateur, art entrepreneur, Georges Mora. He's no longer alive, but his wonderful wife, or former wife, I should say, Mirka, is still very much alive and is a well-known artist in Melbourne. I'm not going to give away why George is called Monsieur Mayonnaise, but it is connected to his work within the French Resistance.
Well, I thought maybe that was his code name, his secret name. That's what I figured when I saw Monsieur Mayonnaise, and then I realized that he was work with the French Resistance.
He was indeed. Now, what's interesting about that is that George and Mirka are also very well known, particularly in Melbourne, for opening French restaurants where they served mayonnaise, their own specialty, homemade mayonnaise. And so mayonnaise is a very big part of the story, as is art, and as is the tragic circumstances that French Jews found themselves during World War II.
Can you tell us about his part of the French Resistance during the Second World War?
Georges worked for an organisation called OSE, and the mission of that organisation was to take children out of France, to protect them, to get them across the border into Switzerland or across the border into Portugal and onwards to, in many instances, America. It was either to do that or to hide children in the homes of various French non-Jewish families, Catholic families. So it's a very important role within World War II, and Georges Mora was one of the people, along with his comrade-in-arms, Marcel Marceau, who was responsible for getting children to safety, particularly to the Swiss border.
But it's interesting that Georges himself was Jewish. He, instead of hiding, he went to the French Resistance. But what was his background? Georges wasn't even his real name.
Georges' real name is Gunter Morawski, and he was born in Leipzig, Germany, to a Jewish family. He went to Humboldt University, or Berlin University, in 1933, and of course one of the first things that Hitler did when he came to power was to kick all Jewish students and Jewish professors, like Albert Einstein for instance, out of the universities of Germany. With that happening to him, Gunther, or our character George, fled to Paris, and he effectively became a French person, changed his nationality and set up in Paris. And then, of course, the Nazis invade Paris, and here's this German Jew in Paris, so he then fled to the south of France, and that's where he worked for OSE. And because he had experience of the Nazis, being a German, you know, living through the early part of the Nazi era in Germany, he really understood what the Nazis were all about. He really understood the threat that they posed to Jews in France. So he was actively involved in resisting, not so much in fighting, but in terms of, you know, getting Jewish children to safety.
It's incredible. So our Georges Mora, the subject of Monsieur Mayonnaise, actually had three lives. First chapter was in Germany, second one in France, and then he started his third chapter in Australia. When did he come to Australia?
He came to Australia in 1951. He and Mirka almost immediately became part of the sort of nascent bohemian scene, art scene in Melbourne. And they very quickly generated, you know, themselves towards the artists in Melbourne at the time, people like Charles Blackman and Albert Tucker. They were instrumental in setting up the Museum of Modern Art way back in about 1958. And alongside of that, they opened one of the first French restaurants in post-war Melbourne, the Mercure Cafe. That then went on to become the Balzac restaurant, quite a well-known Melbourne French restaurant in the 60s. And then, of course, they opened the Tolano restaurant in St Kilda, in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda. Also opened a hotel in which the whole family lived. A very interesting, colourful family. And Monsieur Mayonnaise is also, it's not just a film, it's a comic book that's being produced by Georges and Mercure's son, who's trying to kind of dig up and, you know, retell the family story to a younger generation who hopefully will be interested in their experiences, how they survived the Holocaust, and get the story out there. You know, I'm a filmmaker who believes that you've got to find fresh ways, new ways to tell stories, even though some of these stories have been told.
We are talking to Trevor Graham, the director of the documentary Monsieur Mayonnaise, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia in Hebrew, English and Yiddish with Nitza Lowenstein. Trevor, did you face any special challenges when you directed Monsieur Mayonnaise?
Well, I wanted to bring this story to life and find some people who knew George Mora. But how the hell was I going to do this? We're talking about events that happened 70 years ago, and George Mora is no longer with us. So what I did was I put out an email around the world to various organisations for child survivors of the Holocaust. Lo and behold, about two or three days later, I got this email back from a guy in Philadelphia, a man called Henri Parent. He told me his whole story, that George Mora was instrumental in getting him to America in, I think it was early 1942. And then he said, I've even got some photographs of George Mora. So, you know, this is sort of like a eureka moment for someone like me. Not only have I found, you know, a former child who George Mora rescued and managed to get to America, but he also had photographs of George Mora from 1942.
So you used them, of course.
Absolutely. And we went with Philippe, who's really the star of the film in many respects, because he's the one who's making the comic book about his family story, and he's researching his family story. So we went to Philadelphia to see this man, Henri Parent. And what is Henri Parent today? He's a very well-known American child psychiatrist. Why is he a child psychiatrist? Because he wants to work with traumatized kids because of what happened to him during the war.
Director Trevor Graham, we are looking forward to see your documentary, Monsieur Mayonnaise. Thank you very much.